chapter 39. Of the blue, purple, and scarlet thread, they made garments of ministry for ministering in the set apart place, and made the set apart garments for Aaron, as Yahweh had commanded Musa. He made the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen. And they beat the gold into thin sheets, and cut it into threads, to work it in with the blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen, into artistic designs. They made shoulder straps for it to couple it together. It was coupled together at its two edges, and the intricately woven band of his ephod that was on it was of the same workmanship, woven of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen, as Yahweh had commanded Musa. And they set onyx stones enclosed in settings of gold. They were engraved as signets are engraved with the names of the sons of Israel. He put them on the shoulders of the ephod, that they should be stones for a memorial for the sons of Israel, as Yahweh had commanded Musa. And he made the breastplate artistically woven, like the workmanship of the ephod, of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen. They made the breastplate squarely by doubling it. A span was its length, and a span its width when doubled. And they set it in four rows of stones, a row with the sardius, a topaz, and an emerald was the first row. The second row, a turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. The third row, a jacinth, and a agate, and an amethyst. The fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in settings of gold in their mountings. There were 12 stones according to the names of the sons of Israel, according to their names, engraved like a signet, each one with his own name, according to the 12 tribes. And they made chains for the breastplate at the ends, like braided cords of pure gold. He also made two settings of gold, and two gold rings, and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And they put the two braided chains of gold in the two rings on the ends of the breastplate. The two ends of the two braided chains they fastened in the two settings, and put them on the shoulder straps of the ephod in the front. And they made two rings of gold, and put them on the two ends of the breastplate, on the edge of it, which was on the inner side of the ephod. They made two other gold rings, and put them on the two shoulder straps underneath the ephod, toward its front, right at the seam, above the intricately woven band of the ephod. And they bound the breastplate by means of its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue cord, so that it would be above the intricately woven band of the ephod, and that the breastplate would not come loose from the ephod, as Yahweh had commanded Musa. He made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue. And there was an opening in the middle of the robe, like the opening in a coat of mail, with a woven binding all around the opening, so that it would not tear. They made on the hem of the robe pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet, and of fine woven linen. And they made bells of pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates on the hem of the robe all around between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate all around the hem of the robe to minister in, as Yahweh has commanded Musa. They made tunics, artistically woven, of fine linen for Aaron and his sons. A turban of fine linen, exquisite turbans of fine linen, short trousers of fine woven linen, and a sash of fine woven linen with blue, purple, and scarlet thread, made by a weaver, as Yahweh had commanded Musa. Then they made the plate of the set-apart crown of pure gold, and wrote on it an inscription like the engraving of a signet, set-apartness to Yahweh. And they tied to it a blue cord, to fasten it above on the turban, as Yahweh had commanded Musa. Thus all the work of the tent of appointments was finished. And the children of Israel did according to all that Yahweh had commanded Musa, so they did. And they brought the tent to Musa, the tent and all its furnishings, its clasps, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets. The covering of ram skins dyed red, the covering of blue skins, and the veil of the covering, the Ark of the Testimony with its poles and the lid of atonement, the table, all its utensils, and the Lechem Panayim, bread of faces, the pure menorah with its lamps, the lamps set in order, all its utensils, and the oil for light, the gold altar, the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the screen for the tent door, the bronze altar, its grate of bronze, its poles, and all its utensils, the laver with its base, the hangings of the court, its pillars, and its sockets, the screen for the court gate, its cords, and its pegs, all the utensils for the service of the tent, for the tent of appointments, and the garments of ministry to minister in the set-apart place, the set-apart garments where Aaron the Kohen and his son's garments to minister as Kohanim, according to all that Yahweh had commanded Musa. So the children of Israel did all the work. Then Musa looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it as Yahweh had commanded. Just so they had done it, and Musa spoke increases to them.